If you
Amen.
could, so here we go. We're asking the question, shadow or body, which is greater? And we saw and we've seen how much the Jews of old, Israel of old, how they prospered, how blessed, and the glory that was on them, and all of the, I mean, they just lived in perpetual increase, which I'm excited because on Wednesday, Elder Allison is going to be teaching on that on Wednesday. And it's phenomenal to see how God progressed them year by year and how they just became this wealthy, wealthy nation. And I know, and you all know, that money isn't about everything here, but it is a part of the covenant of God's peace. And they prospered in peace. They prospered in God's provisions and his favor. And they outdid every other nation because they were merely under his shadow. They were under his shadow. We, the body, cast the shadow. They were under the shadow, and they prospered in ways that we've never, still to this day, have seen. This is the message that stays in my spirit. The Jewish phenomenon, how they make up less than 10% of all the world's population. They make up less than 10%, but then over 10%, how does this happen? Over 10% of the world's wealthiest men and women are Jews. How in the world does that happen? They make up less than 10% of the world's population, but 10% or more of the wealthiest men or women alive are Jewish people. Hmm. It's called the Jewish phenomenon. And they did this. They were positioned here because of being under the shadow. In the book of Colossians, it says this, chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. It says, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. All right? The body is of Christ. These things that they kept, all of the feasts, all of the celebrations and things that God implemented, at the Passovers and all the stuff they did, all that they did were just a shadow of things to come. But by keeping these things, by doing these things and keeping the ordinances of God, it created God's shadow for them and it prospered their nation in tremendous ways that are still, they're still the leading, again, today, they're still leading in terms of financial success. They're still living in a dimension of God's welfare. And to be perfectly honest with you, his shadow is no longer casting over them like that. It's not. It's absolutely not. There is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond nor free, for we're all one in Christ. Whoever is in Christ is where the shadow of God is.
Amen. Amen.
So they're living off of old steam. And they're still outdoing us, who is the body. Truly the body of Jesus. All right, watch this now. It says in Hebrews 10 and 1, for the law having, here it is again, a shadow of good things to come. It was a shadow of good things to come. And not the very image of the things. Can you imagine that? It wasn't the very image of the things. It could never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. So now, the word shadow, we're going to look at something. The Lord gave us a message about us casting the shadow. But there's another side to the word shadow. It means darkness of error. All right? Or it means adumbration, which means it's faintly indicated. Mm-hmm. It was a faint indication that they were under. It was even considered to be darkness and error. There was error within it. because it could never make the comers perfect. The law could never perfect anyone. So there was a faint darkness of error, and you're going to see something in a moment. And it never carried the full indication of who God is. It never carried it because it could never touch the conscience of men. It could never heal the conscience. The conscience mind stayed flawed under the law. So there was a darkness of error, and yet they, being under the shadow, how did they prosper where it was not yet perfected? If you hear me, say amen.
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 But being under that shadow, they still exploded.
Yes.
Now we are the body in which cast the shadow. Watch this now, guys. Watch this. Just watch this. I want you to imbibe it. I want you to smoke it. I want you to take it to your head. The word very means the same, and not the same image of the things. See, they were, and not the very image. The word very means the same. So the shadow they were under really was not reflecting the totality of God.
Wow.
It was not the same image. I dug this out and I said, man, this is unbelievable.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. They were using sacrifices at animals, the blood of animals. It could not make them perfect. Therefore, it was not casting the same image as who God really is. But the body of Christ, we are the express image. We are the same. We are the exact image. And we, my God, we should be unlocking this dimension of God's welfare in every regard, whether it's healing in our body, financial success. I mean, all of it should be coming forth. Every bit of it should be coming forth, because we're not this darkness of error. We don't have error. We are made perfect by the blood of Jesus. We should be walking in a whole nother dimension.
Hallelujah,
of God's
Lord.
Welfare, way beyond what
Bless
they
you.
Had under the shadow.
Yes, God.
But the enemy has been hiding something from us. The enemy's been hiding something. The oneness factor of being the body.
Mm-hmm.
He's been killing us on that. The oneness factor. He has not allowed the body really to come together. And the reason being is because we're not us. I'm not talking to the house of TGM, because I understand and see what direction we're truly heading in. And I thank
Amen.
God for that. I
Amen.
Understand that we're heading in the true, authentic oneness because of the rhema of word of God we're under. But the body as a whole is a mess. It's a mess. And the enemy understands how to keep the welfare of God and the full
Amen.
Glory of God from being
Amen.
Made manifest in the earth.
Wow.
Yep.
He understands it. Let me keep them separated.
Yes.
Let me keep them separated from each other. It's all right if they individually believe the way they do, but don't let them hear the same sound. Don't let them hear the same
Jesus.
Word. Don't let them have the same mind where they
Jesus.
Could stand up
Jesus.
Like they did in the book of Acts and quote 6 to 7 verses at the same time under the same mind. Don't
mm-hmm.
let them come under the same rhema.
Bless God.
They function and receive the welfare of God under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a faint indication of who God and Christ truly are. They received his welfare under what was not yet perfect. And we still haven't solved the mystery of being not under a faint indication of who God is. We have the real, authentic indication of who God is. We're not under something that is just giving a faint indication. We as the body become God himself in the earth. We become the very image that casts the shadow. We are. And we need to understand that. We are his perfect image. We, not I, we together are his perfect image. Listen, I say it all the time. Sometimes I come on the line, and this morning it is nothing short of it. Coming on the line under duress, under attack, and just not in my true self. But my God, I connect into the body when Benita starts to go ahead and bring forth declarations, and then Elder Donna comes behind with prayer. I start to imbibe and be nourished by way of the body. And I'm being built up and restored because of the body. I don't get there by myself today. But I'm a part of the body, so I receive the nourishment.
Hallelujah.
I receive the aid in which I need. Well, this just that small part of it for me this morning is how we will see the entire flow of God's welfare system.
Yes.
Like it happened for me, it can happen for all of us in every dimension, whether it's physical or financial, whether it's in any regard, any deficit, we feel it for one another.
Yes, God.
Because we are the body. We're not under the shadow. We cast the shadow.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We are his perfect image.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
So when we stop trying to achieve his greatness single-handedly, and begin to move as one, we will achieve the highest level of his peace. I'm going to say that again. When we stop trying to achieve greatness single-handedly and begin to move as one, we will achieve the highest level of his peace. We will be saturated in his glory, and we will see the fullness of his peace, his welfare. But there's no more. Our movement is together. And I'm going to stick with it. I'm not giving up on this here. Our movement is together. Our mind is together. Once again, this morning, as I got up and I got into some notes and I began to meditate on the message for today, I got up and I heard it in my spirit. I can't even say I said it to myself. My joint will supply today.
Yes, God.
My joint will yield its supply today. Irregardless of how I feel, irregardless of feeling off within myself, my joint will still supply today. Jesus said this in Matthew 5:17. Listen to what he said. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it. This is proof to us right here, but to fulfill it. If you look up that word fulfill in the Greek, it means to perfect. So it tells you right there by Jesus just saying, I'm come to perfect it. It tells you it was imperfect because it couldn't perfect the people that came to it. So Jesus said, I've come to perfect the law.
Amen.
So now Jesus, and if you keep reading down, he says, unless heaven and earth pass. He says this, watch this now. This is a revelation. He said, heaven and earth in the same scripture, heaven and earth have to pass. He said, until heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle of the law will cease. Watch this now. And I sat there and I thought on it. I said, now, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. How is that? How is that? And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, when I passed, heaven and earth passed. I said, oh my gosh. He said, so you're no longer under the law. That was a mystery when what he said. We're no longer under the law. We're under grace. He said, when I passed, so did heaven and earth. He said, didn't I say that heaven and earth both bear witness? He said, I was that witness that came with water and blood and in the spirit. He said, I am. He said, listen, when I passed, so did heaven and earth. When I died and was gone for 3 days, heaven and earth were both bankrupt. I said, wow. He said, but when I rose, I brought Hallelujah. You out of the law, from under the Hallelujah. Shadow, and I caused you to become my body. Now you're my body. You're no longer under the shadow or of the law. You're no longer of it. No. You have become what casts the shadow. You are the exact image of who I am.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
No more is it of the law. No more of the shadow. We become the express image of God himself. But it's in our oneness that we will see the totality of who we really are.
Yes, God.
He said, I've come to perfect it. Here's an example of Jesus perfecting the law. We'll just read it out in Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. It says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thine disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was an hungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days, the priest in the temple, listen to this, never saw this before, the priest in the temples profane the Sabbath and are blameless? That made so much sense to me. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have it one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. This is what I'm talking about, and the Lord's trying to show us here how it was imperfect. The law was not perfect. It wasn't perfected. He pointed out, and there's something that the Lord said to me here too, that they stayed under the Sabbath. They had one day worth of his rest, a similitude of his rest. And they kept that one day, and they were under and opened up the welfare of God. Jesus reveals that he's Lord of the Sabbath day, and every day would become the Sabbath day. It would become the rest of God. The totality of the rest of God is every single day, and we still have not touched where they are.
So true.
We still haven't. He said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath day. Every day is the day of rest. Every single day is the day of prosperity, the day where you cease from your own labors. Every day, they had one day that they ceased from their own labors and entered into the rest of God. Elder Allison's bringing forth a chart on Wednesday that's going to be, it's going to blow our minds how you can see this in every 6 years, how the Lord said, don't work the land on rest, let it rest on the seventh year. And God brought supernatural provisions, 3 years worth in 1 year, and they didn't touch anything. And this is all under the law.
Yes.
In that progression that she's going to show, it builds year by year, and it became a massive, 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 massive place of wealth for them. Wealth just rolling over year after year after year. And this all happened under the law. We are the body.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right, let me make it plain. All right. We're that dude. We are that dude that cast his shadow over them.
Amen.
We are
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
We're that guy. We're that guy that calls them and gave them a smidgen of the blessing. We are that guy that gave them what they had. But yet, we being that guy still don't have what they have. How in the world does that work? How can we be the guy that blessed them and not be blessed ourselves? Jesus. I'll tell you how. Because we're not moving in oneness. We're not moving in oneness. We haven't been in the place of oneness. Or we haven't, let me just put it this way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We haven't had the knowledge of our oneness. But he's giving it to us now. I'm sitting here next to Jordan. I'm sitting right next to Jordan right now as we're speaking. And when he sat down, I instantly felt a oneness in the spirit because he came and sat down next to me and he wanted to hear what the Lord, and I could feel a connection, and I could actually feel even strength being given because of him being tuned in to what the Rhema word has to say. Instant oneness. When we're done in these services and we come together, him, Beth and myself sometimes come together and we talk about it. We can feel the oneness and that we have because of the Rhema word. You can feel it every time you're in fellowship with someone. There's a oneness that comes alive.
Amen.
Amen.
The enemy has been hiding this. But we're not going to be one just in word alone. We're going to be one indeed. Our deeds will be one. Watch this here. So Jesus proves he's Lord over the Sabbath. He perfects a major area of the law because the Sabbath day was a huge part of keeping the law for the Jews back then. So Jesus really goes in and perfects the meaning of the Sabbath day. I like when the law said, and no one even realizes it, he said the priests themselves profane the Sabbath. Why? Because they're always in the temple of God working. They were eating the shewbread in the temple, which was not lawful. They were always keeping, they had to, round the clock. But yet it was not, they profaned it. Think about that. They were profaning the Sabbath day, but never were found guilty. In other words, watch this, guys. What are you saying, Apostle? The Bible says we are kings and priests. We are priests. If the priests were profaning it, were found and never found guilty, then Jesus was saying, under me, guys, you're priests. Do what you need to do on the Sabbath days. You'll never be found guilty. I'm Lord of this. And so he was opening their eyes to the truth of the Sabbath. He perfected the understanding of the Sabbath. It was imperfect. But yet being under the shadow, even though they were in darkness of error, he still blessed them.
Yes. Yes.
Lord have mercy. I'm glad you see that, Elder Donna. All right, let's go down. All right, let me just show you this, and I'm about to close. Yeah, I think I'm about to close. We'll see. It says in John 17, verses 20 through 23. We read this, but watch how this really comes together for us now. I really, really read this, and I read it slow, and I let it marinate. Jesus says, neither pray I for these alone, in John 17, verse 20, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So that means he prayed for all of us that come in and believe on him. We all are under the prayer. But watch this here. That they all, that word stuck out to me, may be one. He says, I pray that they all may be one. All may be one. Watch this. As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, I had stopped right there and I had to just really meditate on it. I said, wait a minute. That's why I continue to be an underachiever in the kingdom, in living the way that God wants me to live and excelling to the dimensions that he wants me to excel. Because the prayer was, I need them to be one. Then what happens if we become one? It says, it will be as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. I said, oh my gosh. When we walk in it, we will see the Father-Son connection that Jesus walked in.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Amen. Allison. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
We will see that connection the same way the Father was in Christ Jesus. This is what we're going to experience.
Yes.
As he says, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, watch this, that they also may be one in us. Watch this. Then the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Wait. We can't win the world until we come together. The world won't believe until we're moving in oneness as the body of Jesus. Then the world will see.
Hallelujah, God.
They'll see. Why? Because we're walking in the fullness of God and we're displaying it in every dimension of life. Watch this. Watch what he says here. Listen to verse 22. He says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one. Oh, there it is. There's our key. Told you it was all about being in that same rhema. The word glory, if you remember, this is old store. And those, Elder Allison, this is time for you to tap in. Elder Donna, tap in. This is old store. The old, the new is bringing forth the old. So this is a time of manifestation right now in the spirit. It's a time of manifestation. Watch this. And it says, he said, and the glory, the word glory means my opinion, my point of view, my estimate, the your opinion, Father, which thou hast given me, I have given them.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Why? Because without it, they can't be one.
Thank you.
Even as we are one.
Thank you.
I've given them the rhema word, Father, just like you gave it to me. They have your point of view. They have your estimate. They have your opinion. Why? So now they can be one. That they may be one. He says this, even as we are one. Wait a minute. Under this glory, under this rhema, we become one. And under this rhema, we tap into the even as factor of the Father and the Son. The same way it was with you and me, Daddy, is what Jesus is saying, is what's going to happen to them. The same way I went about healing, performing miracles, walking on water, defying gravity, defying matter itself. That's what's going to happen to them. Miracle working power. Jesus said, greater works will you do now that I go to my Father. Oh, this oneness, and the enemy's been trying to hold us back from this. But Jesus said he already prayed. He already prayed. So this message was predestined to come to this house. This message, yes, I'm going to say that again, was predestined, oh glory, to get to this house. This message was already predestined to come to our house.
Thank you.
Because I'm making them one. Even as. So they'll come into the even as. We are one. Jesus said like this in verse 23. I in them and thou in me. Watch this now. What the law could not do is make us perfect. That they may be perfect. Where at? In one. They'll become the body. together. Together. We need each other, for real. And that the world, here he says it again, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has, watch this, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. That word love means release relief and aid to them, resource to them, power to them, the same way you did with me. It's going to be in them. Everybody's going to see the welfare of the Father. Just like Jesus became the welfare of the Father, so will we.
Yes, God.
We'll multiply fish and loaves if need be.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
The same way you gave to me is the same way you're going to give to them. You're going to love them just like you have loved me. You're going to endow them. Why? Because they're my body.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And they're one.
Hallelujah.
They're not under an imperfect shadow, a dark era. They don't have era in them. They are me. So therefore, the Lord said there's no limits. There's absolutely no limits. We will, coming into this knowledge, staying in this knowledge by how, apostle? By just staying in the rhema word. Hey, glory. By just staying in the rhema word together. And multiplying in it and increasing our time in it. And I mean, breaking bread, staying in the word together. As the Spirit of the Lord reveals more and more time coming into him, more and more and more and more every day, adding time in this rhema, we become more and more, just more and more of who he is. And we'll see what they saw and be way beyond. Because what they saw was nothing. Was nothing.
That's right.
The birthing of the church outdid all of what they did. The birthing of the church. When the church just started in the book of Acts, it outdid it all. How? How do you say that? Because everybody in the church at the time was debt free. Israel did not know debt freedom like that. They had to live by what was called the 7-year release, forgiving each other every 7 years of debt. Then they even fouled that up and manipulated that system. So they were all just jacking each other up. It was imperfect. The church experienced what Israel couldn't get done in 1,000 years or so. They experienced it the first or second week in church. Debt freedom broke out. Then they experienced something that only sometimes, depending upon the sickness, they would have to kill this animal or kill that animal and wait a few days and do this and do that just to be healed. The church experienced it in the same doggone week where they're debt free and all their sick were made whole by just laying them in the streets, and then hopefully the shadow of Peter would go over them or the shadow of the Lord would go over them and heal them. They didn't have to perform any rituals to get that. They achieved what the nation could not get done in the very beginning, praise God.
Amen, bless God.
They're proving that they were the body, that they're not just a part or under the shadow of God. No, they were out of the shadow and they became who God is.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
And that's what God is calling us to do. And I'm telling you right now, hell or high water will not stop us from becoming what God has ordained for us to be.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care what the devil throws at us. We will be what God has ordained us to be. We will be the body.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory be to God. And we will become the welfare of God. The highest level of God's peace is being revealed.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in oneness with one another. How good and pleasant it is. How good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It is as the anointing just like it is the anointing. That burden removing, yoke destroying power. It is the anointing. So when we begin to function in oneness, and here's your last note. When we begin to function in oneness, we will be even as the Father and Jesus, just like him. We become God's welfare in the earth. There will be no limits to what he will do through us. But the key, we must become the body through his rhema. He said in his prayer that they all may be one. All of us. It's all. The only thing that has the power to make us one is his rhema word. It is Christ. And he said he gave us his glory, which is his estimate, his point of view, his opinion, so that we might be one. We all have it. We all have his point of view. We have his opinion through his rhema. His rhema is his glory. It is his opinion. So to answer the obvious question, which is greater, the shadow or the body? It's without a doubt the body is far greater than the shadow. And the Lord said, it is our time to become it and walk in it. It is our time for the full release of God's welfare. It is our time. I don't care what your situation's saying to you. I don't care what you did last night. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. It's still our time.
Yes, it is.
And so we'll press. We'll press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I truly believe the high calling of God is becoming the body. That's the mark of the prize. Wow. That's it. Body is far greater than the shadow. So we're going to see more. But I love how he did it. I love the fine print of his covenant. He said, you're going to do it, but you're going to do it together. Through my rhema word, you're going to do it together. That is the prerequisite of walking in the fullness of his peace. We are the cherub together facing the Father on the ark. We are together. The Holy Spirit moves in unity when he sees it. He's endorsed to release gifts. You see it in Acts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You see it plainly. He's endorsed to move on a people that have the same mind. He has free reins to go, to heal, to set free, to give strategies. But it's being in unity together by the word. So I release what's in my joint to you guys. I released it today. I've given you my supply. I've given it over freely. In spite of anything, I still gave what was in my joint to give to you, what to nourish your ligaments.
Amen.
Because we together are the body.
Thank you, God.
And I pray, please gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Please come on and continue to get meals so we together can stay nourished in this word. We together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We together will. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, man. Father, seal this word today. This is one of those words that we need sealed in us. I want it sealed. Jesus, Lord of the word, we thank you for giving us the truth this morning. We thank you that your gift, your spirit does not stop. Even when we stop at times, you continue to work in us and through us. We give you glory because of your faithfulness, because of how you heal and replenish us. We give you glory. Now, Father, the doer of the works, the doer of the word, we pray you seal this word. We pray, husbandmen, that you seal it. Vine dressers, seal it. Prune areas that need to be pruned, but don't let us slip from this truth. That as we stay in the rhema word, we function in a oneness. We tap into another level of your peace, another level of your anointing. Knowing that my brothers and sisters are there in the same mind, I understand now that you will prompt us to pray one for another. You'll prompt us to sow into each other in the way that you have ordained for it to be done. We will become your arms, your hands, your feet. We will become the extension of miracles one for another. And we give you glory, Jesus, as being our head. That you will communicate your will to us and we will function in it together. Yes. Fulfilling it all, Jesus.
Yes.
And you blessing everything we do with supernatural capabilities. You'll multiply seed sown. You'll continue to replenish and to prosper us in ways, oh God, because we're functioning as your body. We'll speak it in the earth and you'll perform it from the heavens. But we are here. We are in tune to what you're saying together. Keep us in the place of being one sound, one mind, always abounding in the word, the rhema word. Increase our studies, Holy Spirit. Increase our studies. Let us hunger and thirst. Increase the hunger. Increase the thirst for your righteousness, which comes by way of your word. Increase it in us all. And prune away areas that we fall short in still. Get these world's distractions from up off our shoulders. And increase our studies together. Help us to be swift to hear. Swift to hear. And we give you glory for it. We honor you for the oneness that you brought us into. Seal it. Shut the door. Shut the door that we don't ever leave this truth.
Yes, God.
Shut the door, Master.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise for it in Jesus' name.
Eka.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Evangelist Darrell says, hallelujah. Elder Donna says, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blanche says, amen. Yes. Elder Allison says, amen. Elder Darrell says, 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we, with open face, behold as in a glass, the glory, come on now, of the Lord. And this is where we're changed, and we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, from opinion to opinion, from rhema to rhema, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Benita reacts to 2 Corinthians 3:18, part B. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Evangelist says again, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. God's glory opinion makes us one. It does. Elder Donna says, bless God. And I say amen to all of it.
Bless you, Lord.
To all of it. To all of it, Master. Lay your hands on the back of your head, just on the back of your head right now. On the back of your head. You can lay one, either right or left, doesn't matter. Wherever propitiation is not found, let it be found, Father. The fullness of our minds being propitiated, locking out this world's distraction. Propitiate the fullness of our minds. Every crack and crevice, let it be fully propitiated. Fully propitiated. And expel completely every desire, everything that's outside of your will. Let propitiation take its place. Leaving no space for the devil, Master.
Jesus.
Leaving no space for the devil. By fully propitiating our minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Master. Thank you, Lord. Something God spoke to us in fellowship over the course of the week. He said, you know, when you're here and you're listening to the word, he said, every mind should be in tune with what he's saying. No distractions. He said, it's in that oneness. In that oneness, we'll begin to experience his power.
Amen.
And he also revealed something that I believe Elder Allison is going to be going over on Wednesday. He said, when he brings up an old store revelation in the midst of a new revelation, when the new brings forth the old, he said, that's a moment right there where the supernatural realm opens up. When you recognize that new rhema is reaching back for old rhema, he said, that's a time of bringing forth. So that's in that moment. I saw this in a congregational setting to where God, when we're going to recognize, oh, there's an old store, that means that he's bringing forth. So as God reaches back and communicates old from the new, he said it's former and latter rains meeting together. It's a time of manifestation. He wants us to even recognize that in the midst of messages.
Amen.
In the midst of times Amen. Of fellowship with each other, when he reminds you of the old from the new, it's bringing forth. So we're not going to miss those moments of manifestation, but just you can quietly or you can say aloud, I don't care. You can recognize it because you might trigger somebody else to recognize it's happening. And man, open your mouth and give God praise for manifestation. Oneness. Man, when he's done with us, the book of Acts is going to look like a friends and family picnic compared to what he's doing through us.
Bless God, amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. They're going to be looking down saying, oh my gosh, do you see what's happening down there? Can you see that? We're going to have our own highlight reel that we're going to watch in heaven. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to watch Daniel in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to watch Moses part the Red Sea. You're not going to have to, because why? You're going to be living in a totally another dimension. This is going to look like I'm telling you, like a Sunday school morning on a Sunday morning is what theirs is going to look like compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Hey, God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Elisha won't be the only one to smite the waters and say, where is the God of Elijah? Then the waters part. No, we're tapping in. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, greater works will you do now that I go to the Father. Amen. I'm done right there. Praise God. God bless you guys. We're going to forego all.